Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Brazil, the vast state that is second only to the United States in population and prosperity, Brazil. At the same time, Brazil's recent election returned Lula da Silva, before twice elected president of Brazil. However, Lula da Silva now is a man who's come back to power via a jail cell and a prosecution and conviction to do with corruption. Never denied, never disproved. He's out of jail to run for the presidency because of a technicality. Good for him. He's back in the office in Brasilia, but most recently, he's been in Beijing, visiting with Xi Jinping and inviting Xi Jinping to Brazil. I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's just back from Brazil and can help us understand the scale and the riches of this beautiful country. At the same time, what are the challenges ahead for a country that is now, through its leadership, decidedly sympathetic to China and Russia at the same time? Cliff, welcome home. You were in Sao Paulo. You describe it as a vast city. How vast? And what about the rainforest? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It's almost incomprehensibly vast. It's a one huge sprawl. I mean, I think the population is of Sao Paulo, and it's something like 22 million. Now, to understand how big a city that is, all of Portugal is about 10 million, the whole of Portugal. And this city is more than twice that in population, and it just sprawls and sprawls. There's no one central downtown. There are some very lovely neighborhoods. Once you get out of the city, it's a reasonably high elevation. It's an odd place. There was supposed to be gold there. There is a river. It's not a great river. It's been cleaned up. From what it used to be very, very filthy. But you can get out into rainforest rather quickly, even at that latitude. The people are hospitable. There are neighborhoods that are beautiful. Crime is a real problem, and it's interesting because we have crime problems increasingly in our major cities. What people are doing in Brazil about that is not expecting the government to do it to solve the problem. They solve it themselves with private security outside of a 90-nice apartment building, with facial recognition, with garages that you pass through two locks, with Uber drivers that you know and are very careful about. I understand also that Uber drivers do not get robbed because the various organized crime syndicates utilize Uber drivers. So they've decreed they shall be safe. That's an important point as well. Also, some of the apartment complexes are exactly that, complexes. You don't need to leave them to buy groceries, to play tennis, to go swimming, to go to the gym. You're safely inside an area you have to get through private security to get it to. So it's a different approach, though. I'm not seeing part of the American future in it.
The relationship between Brasilia and Beijing, it's fresh again, because when Lula da Silva was first president, China was still the Chinese miracle, not a predator state threatening Taiwan and the whole region. What is the ambition of Brazil in Beijing, and what does Beijing get out of Brazil?
Well, a very important point I think we have to understand, and I make this point in my most recent column in the Washington Times. Beijing certainly has its focus on Taiwan and taking over Taiwan. They would say reuniting Taiwan, but Taiwan has never been ruled by the Communist Party of China. The people of Taiwan clearly don't want to be. Taiwan has not always been part of China. It's been part of Japan. It's been part of other empires. A very relatively short period of time that it's actually been ruled by China. But China's ambitions, or Beijing's ambitions, or the Communist Party of China's ambitions are not just for Asia. They are very much global. They are in Africa, with the military base in Djibouti, a very important one, and they're economically there. They are increasingly in the Middle East, having just brokered sort of rapprochement between the Islamic Republic of Iran and Saudi Arabia. In Canada, they are said to be manipulating elections. It seems to me that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, I put it in the column this way, that he's insufficiently concerned about the allegations of manipulation of their elections that may include have benefited him. And they are certainly interested in South America as well and making inroads at American expense in South America, not least in Brazil. While I was there, Lula visited China, a very friendly visit. He was there with his wife. So I was seeing on the TV, the Chiron, that the Chinese were calling him their great amigo, their great friend. He leans far left. He's a socialist. And he is increasingly, I would say, as are a lot of other nations, siding with the Chinese Communist Party of China, which has as a junior partner Putin's Russia, as well as Ali Khamenei's Iran, as well as Venezuela and Nicaragua and Bolivia. This is a trend. The idea of all of them is that what we've called the American-led international liberal rules-based order needs to end in a new order with rules made in China, distinctively illiberal. That should take its place. And I think there is insufficient attention and concern about that in Washington currently, particularly by the Biden administration.
And the presence of so many of the adversaries. I think you named the whole library there.
I could go, but there are more I could come up with.
Maybe not North Korea yet. But
North Korea is a junior partner for sure.
There were these Moscow, Tehran, Beijing. That's enough. We could go on, you know, Damascus, Beirut. They're welcome into South America. They're welcome into Brazil because of business, because Brazil wants money, because they're looking to turn away from the United States, which always provided security for South America. What's in it for Brazil?
Well, right, already China, under the Communist Party, is the largest trading partner with most of South America, buying things, investing in infrastructure, making loans. Often those loans are debt traps, I would say. Often the infrastructure they produce isn't that good. But don't forget the Chinese communists are not sticklers about corruption. That if they want something, they can get it, and they don't bother about that. They don't. Walter Russell Mead had a column, I thought, kind of coincidentally similar to mine, in the Wall Street Journal, talking about the Americans give lectures. The Chinese say we'll build airports. The Americans tell you what you should be doing on carbon dioxide emissions and human rights. The Chinese say, no, here's what we want from you, and here's what we can do for you. Sometimes personally to politicians, sometimes in general. So I would say these countries. And by the way, it's very important. It gets back to what you're saying, is that Hezbollah, a proxy of Iran, is very much linked up with various drug cartels in throughout South America. And somebody you might want to talk about this is Emanuele Ottolenghi. You probably have had him on your show. He's one of FTD's senior fellows, and he's been studying this for some years. So you have the drug trade. Why would a terrorist organization get involved with a drug cartel? They have things to trade with each other. Guns one can provide, money laundering the other, maybe help with smuggling. It's a very dangerous situation. And the general in charge of the Southern Command also, I quote her in my piece, she talks about the hybrid warfare that China is exercising also in this region that concerns her greatly.
Yes, General Laura Richardson, China's, quote, conducting gray zone activities to expand its military and political access and influence in Brazil. Cliff May, the founder and president of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, just back from the paradise. It was summertime coming into fall, onto winter of Brazil and South America. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.